Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
A lot of people still are not familiar with opportunity. Like, they heard of it, but they don't really know what it is or how people have benefited from it. So since you were a part of it, can you kind of explain your work in the opportunity zones and where does that stand currently?
Sure. So number one, let me just say, I always say that the why is more important than the what. And so for me, the why was, I grew up in a single parent household, mired in poverty in North Charleston, South Carolina. And one of the things I recognized as a lawmaker was that so often opportunities were elusive for us who lived in the wrong zip code. And so when I designed the Opportunity Zone project, it was designed around the why. I felt like if I could bring the resources back to the community, more kids who were smarter than I would have more opportunities than I had when I was growing up. And so the why Opportunity Zones were even created was because I understood personally, watching some of the smartest people I've seen on the planet, we just lived in the wrong zip code. If I could help those kids be empowered to make the difference in their own lives and their mama's lives, then the world would be a better place because these kids deserve the greatest access that anybody else I've seen. And too many of them had too few opportunities. So that's the why behind Opportunity Zones. Opportunity Zones did two things, basically. Number one, it gave two incentives to those who had capital to take a look at the hardest hit economic areas in the country. Those areas would be designated by the governors of the states, not those of us in Washington, because Lord knows People in Washington cannot define poverty in North Charleston, South Carolina, or Simpsonville, South Carolina, or someplace in Arkansas or Iowa. That has to be done by people closer to the challenging areas themselves. And so the governors were given the power to designate within their states the areas that are considered the by the low-income areas, probably three-quarters of those areas are majority-minority in most states, not all states. And but at the end of the day, what's happened since the creation of those zones, we gave two incentives to investors. One was a five-year investment. You would get a 10% step up in your basis. A seven-year investment, you get a 15% step up in your basis. That is attracted into the opportunity zones nationwide, somewhere near $70 billion of commitments and investments in the poorest areas of our country, leading to a 20% increase in property values, with over 60% of the people living in opportunity zones owning their own property. So that's one of the ways that you actually create equity, is seeing those property values go up. Number two, it saw wage growth go around 8% versus the average in our country during those years was around 3.2%. And then finally, we saw access to opportunity because we saw more entrepreneurs creating jobs in opportunity zones than we saw before. So wage growth was up, property values was up, and the good news is gentrification was under 5% for those 7 years that we've had opportunity zones. It expires next year, so we're going to have to go back to the drawing board to get the next round of opportunity zones available for the market, from my perspective.
It sounds like, from what you're saying, that in everything that you just laid out, that you feel like this has worked. I wonder, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, in order to even invest in opportunity zones, you have to use capital gains. And that's where financial education comes into play, right? Because a lot of us have to even have accounts to have capital gains. And so I wonder, how do you make sure that the average person or the average entrepreneur is able to invest if they don't even have privilege or even understand that process?
Yeah, we've had a ton of events around the country. As a matter of fact, this is one of those bipartisan coalitions I put together during the rollout of the Opportunity Zones. I went across the country. I did an event in D.C. with Mayor Bowser. She and I went into Ward 7, Ward 8, and did an Opportunity Zone event where we had over 400 folks show up. And we talked about the incentives that the city was laying on top of the national framework of the Opportunity Zones. We've seen that happen throughout the country. I was in South Carolina, Rock Hill, South Carolina, with a good friend of mine who's a Democrat mayor, John Geddes, in Rock Hill. And he said because of Opportunity Zones, he's seen the first affordable housing come back to the city in more than three decades. So what we did was we did another event there. I brought in minority investors, including TI and many others, to have a roundtable discussion to make sure that our community understood the advantages, the challenges, and the real-time opportunities being presented through the Opportunity Zones. We did that 4 or 5 years ago. We had investors around the country. We have Bishop Jakes working in Georgia with Opportunity Zone legislation, working in the area to create more affordable housing. So we've seen an uptake of folks coming across the country looking for ways to get invested in there. But the good news is Opportunity Zones and having a qualified opportunity fund only requires one person with a capital gains tax burden who wants to reduce that burden. That one individual can create their own qualified opportunity zone fund. But the advantage was you have to stay for the long term. I don't want running and gunning. I don't want you coming into community, make a couple of dollars, and running back out. All the incentives required a five-year or longer investment. And getting that information out to the community is one of the things that we worked on through the seminars, the events, the meetings, and then a national rollout that happened in 2018, 2019, 2020. We're on the tail end of the Opportunity Zone, so we're going to have that kind of rollout again, so more people will have more information to make the right decision to reinvest in the community they come from.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.